we've got 64 players tomorrow. So, you know, it's a 1 point for a win, half a point for a tie. The group's split into two teams, and whoever wins the trophy each year.
So it's kind of like a two-man scramble, basically. You got a teammate, it's match play. So that's kind of neat. That's a neat format.
Now, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
You've got an endowment fund, a Reader Cup endowment fund. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
Yeah, we started the fund about 6 years ago, I guess. One of the guys had an idea. You know, we've been doing this. This is the 16th year, and one of the guys had an idea. We started with the teams betting against each other, and whatever team won could give the money to the charity of their choice. And Kenny Morrison talked us into actually setting up an endowment fund through the community foundation, Great Bruce Community Foundation. So we did that, and the fund's been building really nicely over the last 6 years. So the intent is to use that money to support local charities.
Brian, how impressed are you with the rapid growth of the fund and what you'll be able to do eventually with the community foundation?
Actually, quite surprised, Fred. It's grown a lot faster than what I was anticipating. Actually, it's I think we'll have over 50,000 in the fund after the event tomorrow.
Wow.
So it's a lot in 6 years, and really, you know, it's a real credit to all the guys that play in the event, because they're community oriented. The almost all of them make a donation every year to the fund. We do an auction after the golf is played, and the auction is guys donating things for the auction, and that helps raise a lot of money as well. So so we're in a position to start giving money back to the community now. I met with the Community Foundation earlier this year to talk about how we can get that started, and just waiting for them to come back with the applications for the groups that are interested in having us support them, and the focus is going to be around kids. So charities like the Rotary Club and the Big Sisters, Big Brothers, minor sports, the junior golf programs. That's what's going to be our initial focus anyways, with the money we can give back.
Well, it's coming up tomorrow at Legacy Ridge. Now, is it sold out? Is there any room for any more golfers?
No, it's sold out at this point for this year. It keeps growing every year. But at this point, all the times are booked for tomorrow.
All right. And you got some great prizes, too. Leaf tickets, Jays tickets. You've got Attack tickets and Echo golf shoes, but you have to be size 10. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Is this somebody's shoes they're just trying to get rid of? Is that what it is?
They've only been worn 3 times. Fred's going to bid on those.
All right. Well, Brian, thanks for being with us this morning, and look forward to a very dry and warm, comfortable day tomorrow at Legacy Ridge with the Reader Cup.
Yeah, we'll work on the forecast.
Okay, thanks, guys. Okay. See you tomorrow, Freddie.
Yep.
All right.
Bye.